from Cherrybrook Real Estate on 9980 9860. Station sponsor.
Hey folks, every Monday from 9 till noon, why don't you tune in to the Morning Magazine program with Happy Jack? You'll hear lots of classic hits from the 60s to the 80s, and some great new tracks too, right here on Alive 90.5.
Alive 90.5, broadcasting to the hills, Parramatta and Cumberland.
And now on Alive 90.5, here's the latest news, brought to you by Pace, transforming places since 1978.
National Radio News.
Hello, I'm Brady Evans. More Sydney pubs have been temporarily closed after a patron tested positive for COVID-19. A tavern and a leagues club in the southwestern Sydney suburb of Campbelltown have been closed for deep cleaning. It's not known whether this case is linked to the Crossroads Hotel outbreak, where 30 cases have surfaced. Elsewhere yesterday, Victoria reported 270 new infections, and Western Australia just the one. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian told the ABC the state will not go back into lockdown.
We can't shut down every time we have a cluster of cases. We can't keep shutting down and reopening, shutting down and reopening. That is not a good way for us to manage the pandemic, because it creates chaos for people in their lives. It creates chaos for businesses who are employing people.
There's a logjam on the Queensland-New South Wales border, with reports of lengthy delays to cross into the Sunshine State. The Queensland government yesterday announced people who have been in Sydney coronavirus hotspots in the past 2 weeks will not be granted entry. Victorian residents were already on the banned list for Queensland. Today, more than 30 motorists attempting to enter from New South Wales have been turned away at the border. The British socialite accused of helping the disgraced billionaire Jeffrey Epstein procure young girls for sexual abuse will have to spend a year behind bars before her trial. A US judge has denied bail for Ghislaine Maxwell, who's pleaded not guilty at a hearing in which women accused her of enabling their abuse. Prosecutors in Manhattan say the 58-year-old is a flight risk and pointed to her year in alleged hiding after Epstein's arrest. The court denied bail and set a trial date for July 12 next year. Prosecutors have accused Miss Maxwell of helping Epstein recruit and eventually abuse girls as young as 14 and lying about her role in Epstein's affairs. Overseas, the British government has done an about-face and ordered the removal of any Chinese-owned Huawei equipment from the UK's 5G network. Frank Bottacorso reports.
The Prime Minister Boris Johnson had been under pressure from the US and Australia to dump Huawei from its communications networks. A large block of his own MPs had also lobbied to scrap the contracts. Mr. Johnson held firm until last night when he announced that Britain's 5G networks would be free of all Huawei equipment from 2027. The government cited new US sanctions forbidding American companies from dealing with the Chinese tech giant. The government says the decision is all about ensuring the long-term security of its telecoms network. It's not known if China's crackdown on Hong Kong had anything to do with the decision.
The race is on to save one of the world's rarest parrots. The endangered western ground parrot lost most of its known habitat in Western Australia's south to a series of devastating bushfires last year. It is estimated fewer than 150 ground parrots survived the fires. Experts say translocation needs to be considered given the vulnerability of the species. The fourth major blaze in the region since 2015 wiped out around 90% of the bird's native habitat. And in sport, the AFL has approached the Queensland government about housing more teams and officials in the state. The Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says AFL boss Gillon McLachlan has inquired about accommodation for hundreds of players and officials for 2 months.
National Radio News is supported by the Judith Nielsen Institute for Journalism and Ideas and the Community Broadcasting Foundation, cbf.org.au.
Now for the latest weather on Alive 90.5, brought to you by Concise Finance, your local mortgage broker.
Well, Well, we've hit 15 degrees on our way up to a top of 16 degrees today. High chance of showers along the coastal fringe with a cloudy day. And I can see those showers on the radar, but none coming into the western area. The winds are southwesterly, 25 to 35 kilometres an hour, reaching up to 45 kilometres an hour near the coast. The sun will set tonight at 6 minutes past seven. Day is getting slightly longer. Forecast for Thursday, cloudy, 8 to 16. Friday, mostly sunny, 8 to 17. Saturday, again, mostly sunny, 7 to 18. And Sunday, mostly sunny again, and 6 to 20.
And now, on Alive 90.5, here's the latest traffic information.
And a quick look at the traffic in Parramatta at Pitt Street and Argyle Street. There is a burst water main. I think that's going to be causing issues in the CBD of Parramatta throughout the day. So take care if you're travelling through Parramatta. Wood Park, Cumberland Highway at Wood Park Road. Crash of a car and a truck. Southbound traffic affected. In Sydney, William Street approaching College Street. Car breakdown. One of three westbound lanes closed. Lane two in the middle. Please take care. And finally, Emu Heights, Old Bathurst Road at Wedmore Road. Traffic lights are flashing yellow. All directions affected. Take care at Emu Heights this morning. 6 minutes past 11. You're on Live 90.5 Business Insights with Mario.
Well, thank you to all listeners to Live 90.5. Thank you for being with us online on our website, live905.com.au. Just press the button stream now. And to all listeners who cannot tune in, and you can watch on Facebook, Business Insights with Mario. And our guest in studio, Catherine Nixon, the lady, vitamin C, I will call her. But we spoke in the first part about importance of the health. I tried to put a price on our health, but Darren was it was a very smart one, give an answer. It's priceless. But to be healthy, it's not a journey. We just need to start when something happened. As a Catherine, she's mentioned she survived two car accidents, and she was being some her predicament on her own, and decided to invest all her knowledge, experience. How else would you name it? This, you know, I mean, you know, your journey was to help other people. So we can go to the GP and we can go to the doctor and ask for some medications. However, we have a tendency to medicate ourselves. And I'm the one of them. You know, I mean, I come to the aisle where it says healthy food, and I grab all the vitamins, but I still continue eating the food. As Darren's mentioned, he goes to buy the groceries and the supplements and food, and if he has more than five ingredients, he give up. However, you know, I discovered in late of my life that there's a lot of sugars there. So whatever I put inside in my gut, actually he's stick on me. And I was believed that Nutella is very healthy because it's from the seeds. So Catherine, let's go continue our conversation from the first part. We before we took the break, we spoke about you being the bridge and why we, you know, we go to GP, and GP actually gave us the medicine, but we don't talk actually about health, and that's a journey. So where is the bridge between the doctor and consumer? We can't all afford to go to doctor. Mm-hmm. You know, is it time? Or because most of people are going to say, I have a time, and then comes too late because something happened. Or we don't understand what we're buying. And you mentioned that you're going to the stores and you're actually making small videos and educating people. Why is education very important?
God, education is everything in health. Health begins with what you know, what you understand. So the better the information you have, well, the better the informed decisions that you can make for yourself. So I think in health, like, we need to be empowered to make our own decisions and you know, to go on that journey or to make those changes. But you can't put actions into place, and you can't make changes if you don't have information. And sadly, I mean, we're very good, I think, in healthcare at treating. We are experts at treating. We can diagnose, we can treat. We are experts, and a lot of the developed countries around the world are all experts in treating as well. But we seem to have lost our way. We've really forgotten about preventative health. It is, and you know, it's far better to prevent something than needing to treat it. And we know that in health, if we need to treat things, then we're on a rickety road. And just because you treat something doesn't mean it returns you to perfect health. You know, that's just not the way it sort of works. So, you know, I think, you know, in health, you know, when you talk about connection, something that I love doing, I'm a very collaborative person. And I guess I've seen a lot of gaps and leakages over time on what works for people in health and what doesn't work. But I will do everything I can to connect people that I know that are doing amazing things out there in health. And I think, you know, when you go to the doctor, you know, there is this element of affordability in health, and it shouldn't be like that. But, you know, there is this element of that people can't afford to do everything in their health. But I think at a really basic level, information, and I think preventative health education, you know, should be free. There should be an element of education that's free there. And if we can educate people, we will actually reduce the cost in healthcare. And it's just such a logical equation. But, you know, in Australia, I think the amount of money that's put into preventative healthcare is like $79 a person. And, you know, I just don't think it's enough. I mean, we've got a rise of chronic, you know, these diseases.
What's the chronic diseases? Can you tell us more about, you know, you mentioned this quite often. What's the chronic diseases?
So, you know, you've got, so you have like acute health and you have chronic health. So chronic health is where you have conditions that have been, they're slow burning, they've been persistent for a while. So conditions such as obstructive sleep apnea is a chronic disease. Different arthritic conditions are chronic diseases. You know, mental health issues.
Can I wind up a little bit back? You know, like we Darren and I, we always fighting, you know, because Darren sleeps like 4 hours of sleep, 4.5 hours but in 24 hours because we are so full of energy for this being on radio. But jokes on side, how important it is sleep.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. And why are people snoring? I'm just asking for the frame, you know what I mean?
Okay. So for instance, you know, a third of our lives is sleep, but we absolutely don't give it that value. So a third of our lives is spent sleeping, and it's all.
Isn't that a lot of time?
It is, you know, but it's for your health. And so when we're asleep, so many amazing things happen in our body to help restore us, repair us, get us ready. Now, if we don't get enough sleep, all the sleep that we have. So some people can have enough sleep. An average adult should have about 7 to 9 hours a night.
Seven to nine hours
a night. I know.
I need to stop watching TV till it's 2 o'clock.
But, you know, but there are some adults, you talk about snoring. So there are some adults that get that might get that time in bed, but their quality of sleep is not good. And this, you know, so for instance, interesting statistic, 40% of Australians snore. So half of those snorers all have what we call obstructive sleep apnea. Affects 1 in 5 people. Very common.
Is that because they have too much food in the gut, or what's the reason?
No, so lots of reasons are behind developing obstructive sleep apnea. But if you have it and you don't do anything about it, snoring is one of the big symptoms. Waking up tired is another one. Gasping for breath. If you don't have it, you basically could go down the road of developing cardiac symptoms. It's not good for your, poor sleep is not good for your immune health. But, you know, you're also at risk of having accidents, you know, injuries because of the poor sleep. So if you've got sleep apnea, it's where you stop breathing at nighttime. And that, you know, your tongue is the biggest offender in the obstructive sleep apnea situation. But it's a very common condition. If you were to be diagnosed with anything out there, you know, sleep apnea probably be one thing that you'd want to be diagnosed with because it's treatable. If you've got it, you can treat it. When you treat it, it's 100% curable. But if you don't do anything about it, your quality of life over time becomes quite poor.
Sorry, can I just, can we wind up back? You say like when we're snoring, it's not that I'm snoring, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, you know, I never caught myself snoring. But you just said we stop breathing.
Mm.
What do you mean stop breathing? It's like...
Yeah, exactly. That is the perfect in-person. Yeah, absolutely, this gagging for breath. So for instance, if you have this thing called obstructive sleep apnea and you stop breathing, a breath would be where you stop breathing for more than 10 seconds at a time. So people with sleep apnea don't know they've got it. And they might stop breathing.
Are you telling me that's bad for the heart?
It's very bad for your health. It puts a lot of strain on your heart, absolutely. So a lot of people who have obstructive sleep apnea also have what we call atrial fibrillation. So that's an high blood pressure.
Yeah.
So these things are all interlinked. But, you know, I've met in my journey, quite a bit of my health journey of the last 10 years has been working, I've worked in sleep medicine, and I've met people who stop breathing 100 times an hour, honestly to God, have no idea.
Okay, so like, let me understand something. Yep. I was thinking that people just snore because they're tired or they're sleeping on their back, but looks like that's not the case.
No, if you're snoring, it's because it's the vibrations you get in the back of the airway. So your tongue is the biggest offender. So your tongue is a really big muscle, and it gets lazy and sloppy, and it falls back and it vibrates, and it you lose this muscle tone in your airway and snore. And do you know the other?
Like, I'm sorry, that they are not funny.
But the other part of snoring, like who said snoring was honestly like boring? Like it really, I mean, there's some very cool, innovative things out there to treat these issues now. Mm-hmm. But it's not just the person who snores who's affected. And usually the person who snores, anyone who snores will say, I don't snore. But they all do.
Denial.
But they don't because they're asleep. They don't know. But the people that do know are the poor partners. The husbands or wives that have to listen to this snoring, and that leads to their own sleep deprivation.
Look, I tell you something, I share something with you. I slept with a 50 man. I mean, sorry, that was a bad one. I shared a room with 50 men in Ambi Barracks, right?
It must have been very noisy.
I didn't say that well, right? I didn't say that very well. Let me start back. In my past life, you know, there was a, in Ambi Barracks, it was a room 50 beds, right? That was a, you know, I was on a 50th bed and, you know, close to the door. But, you know, then the music starts after 11 midnight, you know what I mean? So can you imagine like half of these people start snoring and the only cure was, you know, to that person be punished, you know what I mean, while sleeping so nobody will snore that night. But now, you know what I mean, like, I can't say, you know what I mean, that people denying the snoring, but I didn't know that snoring is actually... It is the problem.
It's a big problem.
And then are you suggesting 7 to 9 hours sleeping?
Yeah. So when you when we talk about sleep health, it's a very important area, and it's all about like making sure you get enough time in bed to sleep, but also that your quality of sleep is good, because if your quality of sleep is not good, it's fragmented by such a condition as sleep apnea or snoring.
So what drugs you should take before you go to sleep?
Well, technically, we don't really want to be taking any drugs, do we?
But we'll take a short break now. Our guest in studio, Katrin Nixon, the vitamin C lady. You're listening online 90.5 Business Insights with Mario and Darren. We'll take a short break and come back with more questions about snoring and how to have the healthy sleep.
You might find me by the water, waiting for the trumpet call. Oh, you see me like a stranger. Well, I've been waiting for the storm, singing amen, amen, amen.
Tell them like the change. Adrenaline in a rage, I may never change. Coming through my heart, dilute my pain. Compressing all the stress, asthma on my chest. Running out of breath, they gon' know my name. Clean up out the mud, brush the dirt up off me. Going hard, hit them where it hurts, kill them softly. Bone stress, trying to clear my mind, even smoke less. Hopelessness, but I'm in this shit, full-fledged, all reckless. Coming for your neck, no strap though. Running this shit, both legs, bro. Word around town that they coming for my head though. Funny thing about it, they don't know what's in my head though. Schizo, maniac, finna go klepto. So hands on, it's gonna hard for me to let go. Lego, my ego, my ego in the steam. With a slow leak, screaming out at the world till she prank up. So my middle finger, see you all, so I'm there to go.
90.5. Here's Dr. Jack from Beyond Infinity Dental.
After a chat with me, a man who hadn't been to the dentist in ages finally has the courage to come and see me. We kept a couple of his top teeth, replaced broken fillings on his lower teeth, and gave him a more comfortable teeth. He was a new man. He said it was a pleasure to go to the dentist and it's the best thing that's happened to him.
Would you like the best in dental care? Call Dr. Jack on 9838 9111 or pop in at Shop 28 Winston Hills Shopping Centre, 180 Caroline Chisholm Drive, Winston Hills 2153, or go online infinitydentalcare.com.au. Station sponsor.
It really hurts us when a loved one passes on, but it's nice to know that their memory will be well respected in their final resting place. Castlebrook Memorial Park has looked after the families of loved ones for over 50 years. You can visit them and talk to their family service advisors almost any day from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Their website is castlebrook.com.au. Castlebrook Memorial Park is at Windsor Road, Rouse Hill, and is a proud sponsor of Alive 90.5.
Burn injuries send a large number of Australian children to hospital every year. The correct first aid treatment for a minor burn is to place it under cool running water for 20 minutes. No ice, butter, oil, or toothpaste. This can make significant difference to the long-term outcome of the burn injury. Learn how to prevent and treat burn injuries this National Burns Awareness Month. Prevent, remove, cool, and cover. Visit kidsafe.com.au to find out more.
Thanks for listening to the best in community radio, Alive 90.5.
It's 22 minutes past 11. You're on Alive 90.5 Business Insights with Mario. And we were talking with Catherine during the break about sleep apnea and snoring. And she was showing us a great new device. And it kind of answered my question, which you may be having as well, listeners, is can you exercise the tongue? Do you want to talk briefly about that, Catherine?
Can you exercise the tongue? Is that possible?
Well, you know, it just might be, actually, Mario. So, part of my health journey, I've spent a lot of time in sleep medicine, and I've been lucky enough that I have worked with lots of gadgets and gadgets. I love health innovation. I love technology in health. And there's a very exciting product that, is coming to Australia to help with snoring, or actually around the world, and I'm helping with that product here in Australia. So it's a little tiny cool gadget that you pop inside your mouth. It's made out of silicon, and it provides these electrical this electrical stimulation to your tongue. So it basically exercises your tongue, strengthens your tongue, and the ultimate goal is that it helps to reduce this shocking snoring that that upsets so many households. You know, so lots of women get upset by all this snoring.
Okay. It's like
we're on it now, Mario.
Yeah, but yes, please.
I was just going to ask Catherine I have my very esteemed, experienced medical researcher.
What's with your language,
Chief? What's my wife? But she says always to me is you got to look for the reference. So is that sort of the exercise in the tongue, is that well referenced in literature and research?
Yes,
tell us.
There is some research out there around the benefits that can come from electrically stimulating your tongue. But what's really exciting is that there's a whole lot more research being done at the moment. And I think, look, anything innovative in health that works, if it's got research around it and it's ongoing in its research, they're usually gold little nuggets.
Can I tell you something about this research, Darren? I bought two medical two medical devices on a Danos TV, like 3 o'clock in the morning. I was awake and you were laughing. $3.95, three installments for $9.95. You just place it, that thing around your belly, and it's just some electricity. It's like, and it just muscles supposed to contract,
Is that to evaporate the fat?
Yeah, so I was putting this while I was watching TV. I'd be almost electrocuted, seriously. And the second one was a Chuck Norris, I was doing that machine. That machine does everything for you. Just pull and he does everything for every muscles. That I almost break my collarbone. But, so that is about my medical devices I purchased.
And the thing is, so many of us do buy all these medical, health gadgets, but, we sort of get excited with them. And then it's not uncommon for people to go and
put them in a cupboard or forget about them and sort of not continue on with their use. And if you've bought, you know, if people have bought some great things and they discontinue, it sort of defeats the purpose.
Would you say that the industry, okay, I'll try to formulate this question differently. What would be your advice for somebody who is in lockdown, let's just like people in Victoria, which is now coming obviously in different level and stages, and there's a two different type of the being healthy, one is mentally, one is physically. What would your suggestion be? More vitamin C?
Well, you know, I feel for these people. Yeah, look, I feel for the people in lockdown, like it's sort of being locked. Yeah, it's really hard. But I think in health, you know, really important things. So I think finding ways to be physically active, you know, being able to get up and move. And I know when Sydney was in lockdown, you know, we weren't able to go out and do a lot of the things in the area that we wanted to. And we had to sort of be creative. You've got to be really creative in your own space. And I think, look, in health today, there's digital health is amazing, and lots of people have done some great sort of from a physical point of view. So there's some great apps out there, and people who are exercise physiologists who've got all sorts of programs where in the comforts of your own house, you can get really physical, do aerobics, do push-ups, you know, take on those sort of things. I think physical activity is really important. And I think, you know, a lot of people find benefits in doing things around like meditation, listening to different, you know, different meditation apps, trying to
meditations. Even...
for myself, I'm not someone that practices it myself, but I've met lots and lots of people that find immense benefits, you know, just whether it's 5 minutes, 10 minutes a day, doing meditation and using the different apps out there as guidance to help you step through that process. So I don't practice it myself. I feel I actually probably should. But I know lots of people who find that completely beneficial. But I think the other great thing is get creative in the kitchen. Like, be excited by food. Like, eat really healthy. So if you eat really healthy, that will help you. That's great for your mind. It's great for just the way your body feels. So you don't want to feel sluggish.
I done this during the last lockdown, and Darren gave me some recipes, you know what I mean? I was very, very creative in the kitchen. I couldn't walk out in the garage. I don't know, I was just stuck in the door. But you should say to everybody who's locked down, you see, didn't play the role. You should say, you should listen to them. Darren and Mario, Business Insights on the Live, 90.5. We'll take a short break.
Absolutely.
You're listening Businesses with Mario and Darren, our guest in studio, Katrin Nixon. And we'll be back after some music with more questions to our guest. Thank you for listening us today.
Let's get
Alive 90.5.
Pace is an urban renewal and property development specialist whose reputation is centred on delivering great places to live and work. They take pride in transforming and delivering harmonious communities. Located less than 30 minutes from Sydney CBD, Washington Park, developed by Pace, is an entirely new urban renewal situated amongst beautiful parklands and open spaces. Washington Park delivers an environment designed to promote healthy living and social interaction. Pace, transforming places since 1978. Station sponsor.
Hi, Alan Barnes from Dural Pool Shop. With the swim season nearly here, I'd like to stress the importance of proper maintenance and care to maximise your enjoyment. Our expert pool technicians can help you make sure of the right pool quality, cleaning methods and equipment, filter maintenance, cost-effective pool chemicals and more. See full details on our website at duralpoolshop.com.au, or better still, drop in and see me and the gang at Shop 2, 270 Newline Road, Dural. We'll help you to get your pool just how you want it.
Dural Pool Shop, station sponsor.
This is your sound.
Your community.
Alive 90.5.
It's 27 minutes to 12. You're on Alive 90.5. Business Insights with Mario.
And Darren. And as Darren says, the 27 minutes, 27 minutes before the midday. And it's time to slowly we wind down our show. But before we wind down our show, we spoke before the break how important it is to sleep. And our guest in studio, Catherine, she mentioned to Darren and I, we need to have between 12 to 15 hours sleep a day. And, you know, we can exercise our tongue if you don't. Did I say 12 to 15 hours? Did you say 12 to 15 hours?
No, it's seven to nine. That'd be two-thirds so of your day.
Is there any particular time? I say something to myself. I love to sometimes afternoon take the quick meeting, 5 minutes, which is to me
it's a power nap.
Yeah, power nap. But is there any particular time when we should go sleep? Is it a different time for the female or male?
Yeah, good question. I think when it comes to... Yeah, look, when it comes to sleep health, sleep that we call it sleep hygiene, bit of a funny word, but about, you know, going to bed at the same time every day, you know, near about is really important, because then you get to, and then waking up at the same time, because then you get to develop your sleep wake cycle. Mm-hmm. And that just improves your quality of sleep. And you know, there's a lot of people out there who you know, a lot of people suffer with insomnia and different other sleep issues. And one of the things is that if people have got sleep issues, one of the things they have to work on is sleep hygiene, is going to bed at the same time and waking up at the same time every day, so that you can develop your sleep-wake cycle. And because the idea is when you wake up in the morning that you're ready to go, that you feel refreshed. And if you're going to bed late one day, really early another, and it's all over the place, then you're just going to find it harder to wake up. And there's a lot of really important things that happen.
I have to wake up and full stop, you know. Like, it's so nice warming in bed, isn't it?
You have a key activity to do. Bed at the same time, wake at the same time, and you feel much better for it.
Yeah,
that's a very good exercise. Better in the morning or afternoon or lunchtime?
Do you know, I think that is very much independent on the person. So,
oh, really?
Yeah. So there's...
Because I still try to understand why Darren drives the bicycle 5 o'clock in the morning. No, honestly. But, you know, I mean, I had many, many conspiracy theories, like what I call this. Is a better on empty stomach 5 o'clock in the morning to go run, which it's impossible for me to task. But, you know... But is that a myth or
yeah, it's very. I think it's very individual. And the reason I say that is about 12 months ago, I met a very interesting company who study epigenetics, which is looking at the expression of your genes. And this company has, they use lots of modern medicine, ancient medicine, and they have six personas, six different types of people. And it's all about personalized health. So I love
personalized health. Emoji, you know, smiley, happy face, sad face?
Or? No, well, there's huge amounts of science behind it. But basically, you undergo this huge assessment, you find out what persona you are, and then based on that, you get to understand what works best for you. And one of the things that you understand is, well, when is it best for you to exercise? So for me, I'm the crusader type. For me, I am far better off exercising in the morning. But for instance, one of my friends,
She's a completely different type, and for her, exercise is far better in the afternoon. Now, we were a bit like curious about this, a bit skeptical, and we thought, oh, well, you know, let's put this into, we're going to try this. And interesting enough, like really understanding different things that work best for us, even from the way your environment is set up, like what sorts of foods do you eat? When should you exercise? There is definitely some great, we had some great results from this, and particularly this one friend of mine just switching up when she exercised. She was doing it in the morning but then changed it to the afternoon. It made all the difference, and it was really profound. And so she just shifted her day around and now gets so much more out of her day, and as a result feels so much more healthier and happier. And so I think this sort of plays to this personalizing your own health. And we're so lucky out there. There's so many, so much innovation. There's so many tools and gadgets and things.
So, I should be so lucky.
Yeah.
Lucky. The reason why I'm asking for this is, you know, Darren, he exercises 5 o'clock in the morning. He loves to be, I love to do my boxing lunchtime. You know what I mean? I do my 2 hours in my coach, you know what I mean? And we're doing preparation for my match, but this is when I like it. I mean, I don't see myself doing it 5 o'clock in the morning, but one period of time in my life, I said, like, I'm going to wake up every day 5 o'clock in the morning and go and start the gym. Well, I did wake up 5 o'clock in the morning, have the, you know, coffee and protein shake and some Nutella. Then 6 o'clock, I was there. Anyway, I was being annoyed for one simple thing, because I was only man in the gym here in the Northwest Virgin. All the girls there, right? You know what I mean? The classes, they're pumping, they're sweating, you know what I mean? It's like, man, I look like I don't belong there, you know what I mean? Like, they're all like between, let's just say, 18 to 25. And I said, I'm going to switch to lunchtime. Lunchtime empty. I said, like, this is the time when I'm going to exercise, because afternoon, it's all show off, right? So, like, you know, I adjusted myself because I want an emptiness rather than being surrounded with all the women galore in the morning or afternoon. It's like,
And that worked. And you've found that worked so much better for you. It's that personalizing it, finding out what works for you.
Yeah.
No point doing things that don't work. You're happiest in health and your wellness journeys if you can make it work for you. And I think that's the most important thing, is crafting it in a way that all the things that you'd love to do and that you want to work on and the goals that you want to achieve, by personalizing it to what makes sense to you, is the best recipe. Because then you're more likely to stick with it.
And I have
then
a question.
You're more likely to be happier.
I have one question before we take the short break. For example, Darren and I, let's say, just a figure of speech, right? You know, I mean, that's not true. Because Darren wakes up and in the morning he drives the bicycle. I'm sitting having coffee and smoke. But, you know, I mean, I live in a healthy lifestyle, obviously. I'm barbarian. But all habits die hard. And when you wake up in the morning, you know, I mean, to be healthy, what would you give to any... What would tip will be for all our listeners who wake up in the morning to have to start healthy day? Is that a stretching? Is this is like, you know, I mean, I called the Darren and said to him, I wanted this. He says, I wanted that, you know, fighting. What is your tip? Best tip would be for anybody who starts the day in the morning?
You know, I think, again, it comes back to what makes you happiest. Like, what are the things that make you happiest? And I think this is one of the things in health. I think sometimes we try and prescribe too many things and we try and make it too generic, that it must be like X, Y, Z. But I think it's really important to personalize things. So I've met people who say, you know, in the morning, I just need time to wake up and I just want to have a coffee. I just want to sit quietly. I just need a coffee. I need my own time for a moment. And then I'm ready to get going. I know other people that want to charge their day by running around the park at 5 a.m. and that they're leaping out of bed and they need that for them. And then I've met other people that, you know, that want to get up and they want to have a warm tea and they're hungry and they want to eat breakfast. Like, they need to eat breakfast really as soon as they get up because they're starving. Our children are like that. My
How
kids are really
that?
Hungry.
Breakfast first thing in the morning or...?
I like to get out on the bike, and I was just thinking, it's just Catherine. No, it was just to me, understanding myself. Mm. And I was talking to someone once, and they say meditation. You meditate, and I go, yeah, baloney. This, that, the other. And our listeners probably heard this before, but Catherine hasn't. That I found my meditation is on the bike, going up a hill, exerting hard, putting out however many watts that I don't measure, but I will soon, and that's my meditation space. I know Mario's is probably hitting the pads of someone who's holding in the boxing gym. We're all different. And so glad to hear you say that, that we need to find our own happy space in our health and wellness journey.
Yeah, because if we're happy, then we're more likely to take on the things we need to do. And if we do need to take on some introduce some new changes, it's just so much, it's much easier to do it if you can make it work for you, because then you will stick with it. And we know that any change is hard.
If I come, or Darlene and I come to you and say, like, listen, Katrin, you know, I pretty believe I'm healthy, and I mean, I'm the senior citizen, you know what I mean? Some things in my knees are not good, my back, but, you know, doctor says I need to exercise more. Can you personal for me do personalizing program, something like this? You know what I mean? So, like, you know, you need to wake up this morning, you talk to me, and you say, like, Mara, eat that food, drink more vitamin C.
Yeah, so I know the people, I know who to connect, you to be able to do that. But one of the things that that we are going to start doing in Vitamin C Blog, because we acknowledge that people are looking for people to sort of help them in their journey, is we're going to open up some health webinars very soon. So health education webinars, giving people really good information, helping giving people basically information and the tips and tricks you need to be able to implement into your own day, so personalizing your own journey. And through that, what will come about through these health webinars is that we'll start to do some coaching groups, small sort of coaching groups, teaming up with dietitians, sleep experts. So,
and if I understood correctly, Darren, we're getting 50% everybody who comes on Katrin Blog of the food and the diets and everything else. Did you know that?
Was that 50% extra fat off?
50% fat off.
What's this 50%?
50% of the, you know, all the food. You're listening to Live 90.5. I was just confused. Like, you're listening to Live 90.5. This is Mario and Darren. I will take a short break. And it's quarter to 12, almost 60 minutes to 12. And we'll take a short break with our guest, Katrin Nixon.
Alive 90.5.
Seems you've been changing lately. I can feel the distance in your touch. There's two people in this hallway, but there's only one of us that's trying to keep this fire going. Should I just give up? I sense trouble on the horizon. I'm afraid our time is up. The clouds are rolling and I feel you drifting away. And though my intuition tells me that it's too late, that in these conditions trying to bring back the flame is like trying to light a match in the rain. I still want to make you love me again. Even though my intuition tells me that it's the end, that in these conditions trying to bring back the flame is like trying to light a match in the rain. Can taste it, it's the end. This love's impossible to save. Though you embrace it, I can't face it, so I look the other way. There's trouble in your eyes, but I pretend that we're okay. I wish that we could compromise, but there's just nothing left to say. The clouds are rolling and I feel you drifting away. And though my intuition tells me that it's too late, that in these conditions trying to bring back the flame is like trying to light a match in the rain. I still want to make you love me again. Even though my intuition tells me that it's the end, that in these conditions trying to bring back the flame is like trying to light a match in the rain.
Trying to light a match in the rain, like flying a kite in a hurricane, like riding a bike with no air change. Road, it's a losing game. Trying to light a match in the rain, like flying a kite in a hurricane, like riding a bike with no air change. A broken road, it's a losing game.
The clouds are rolling and I feel you drifting away. And though my intuition tells me that it's too late, that in these conditions trying to bring back the flame is like trying to light a match in the rain. I still want to make you love me, make you love me. Trying to bring back the flame. It's like trying to light a match in the
is an urban renewal and property development specialist whose reputation is centred on delivering great places to live and work. They take pride in transforming and delivering harmonious communities. Melrose Park, developed by Pace, is one of Australia's largest urban renewal projects, providing new homes, jobs, retailing, parks and open spaces, and community facilities. Located around 6 kilometres east of Parramatta, Melrose Park is considered to be one of Sydney's next property hotspots. For more information on this exciting project, go to www.melrosepark.com.au. Station sponsor Pace, transforming places since 1978.
Chambers Cellars Winston Hills, proudly independent cellars, has a wide selection of wines from Australia's unique wine regions, as well as local and international beers and spirits. Pop in and meet Mark and the team, who will give you the best advice at the right price. Open 7 days a week, Chambers Cellars, your local cellars for all your entertaining needs and for relaxation. Chambers Cellars, station sponsor.
This is your local radio station, Alive 90.5, keeping you up to date with local issues and events in the hills, Parramatta and Cumberland areas.
It's 12 minutes to 12 on Alive 90.5 Business Insights with Mario.
Thank you, darling, so much. And our guest is Studio Katra Nixon from Vitamin C blog. Why the Vitamin C blog? What would you call Vitamin C? Is Vitamin C that good? Or?
Well, it's sort of the journey that the name came about. The C actually stands for Catherine.
Bingo.
I didn't want to just be, you know, generic, but I wanted to be a little bit different. And vitamin is just one of those kind of, you know, it's kind of one of those words in health. So yeah. Vitamin C is how it came to be. So the C is Catherine.
Okay. Thank you for
a dose of vitamin C.
Vitamin C, like vitamin C is very important.
It is.
What else is important?
Gosh, so many things are important.
Thank you very much. That was our guest, Catherine. What would you name it? Five top ingredients, minerals, oils, whatever, vitamins for the daily survival. I know that Darren mentioned B12.
Yeah.
And you mentioned vitamin C.
Yeah.
I will add Nutella and what else?
Yes, okay. I can go to add a couple to that. So there is one emerging nutraceutical that's coming onto the market called bovine colostrum. So it's one to watch. I actually wrote an article on the Vitamin C blog around...
Say this on English. What?
Colostrum. So colostrum that comes from the cow. Lots of benefits inside that. So take a read. There's an article I've written on the blog about that. Very, very cool. Manuka honey is another one.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah,
manuka honey.
So it's seeing a popularity is coming back, and it's another emerging nutraceutical. I'm doing some really interesting trial of a new product actually in the omega 3 space, which is with the balance oil with Zinzino. So I'm really excited about that, and I'm going to be pricking my finger soon to look at what my results are with my ratio. So I'm going to be doing an article on that coming up within the next month.
How do you help the people, actually? How do your blog and your business helps the people?
Yeah, so the foundation of the blog is all around informing people with information. We connect people to health professionals and we empower people. So we inform people through the creation of creative content, whether that's through video content or written text in blogs. And we're going to be obviously doing some health webinars soon coming up. And we connect people. So we've started a telehealth platform where we're putting health professionals onto our blog now, where people can connect with health experts that we trust, that I know, that are amazing with their customers. So if people want to go through digital health, telehealth consults, you can connect with the experts on our platform. And then to empower people, people need really simple tools to be able to help them in their day-to-day living. So one of the things that we're going to be rolling out from next week, and we're going to do this in different series around nutrition and sleep health and a few other areas, maybe something for mums and kids, but we're creating some downloadable digital content that is basically 100 times more than what you would read in a blog. So, for instance, different shopping lists to help you if you go shopping. So, for instance, next week, we're doing some cool stuff on for the vegan.
For the vegan, I think you should take a Darren for your guest. I don't want to say this in the public. Why? Because you'll be surprised. He's a cyborg. truly it is.
Yep.
And I'll tell you later because
okay.
because to our listeners, they need to discover it on their own. But what did you say to me, darling? Still 50% for all your services?
Well, yeah, so stay tuned. So if you want to stay tuned for everything we're definitely doing on Vitamin C Blog, so if you need to contact us, it's contact@vitamincblog.com or vitamincblog.com. So really easy to find us. And we're on Facebook and Instagram as well.
So you've been listening to Business Insights with Catherine Nixon from Vitamin C Blog. And those contact details again.
So we've got contact
Do you need to read your details?
Honestly, I do. I feel dizzy with the amount of stuff I've got to do at times. I'm on a health mission 24 hours a day, Mario.
And those details again. So
it's contact@vitamincblog.com. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, and or vitamincblog.com.
And for our listeners, darling, we're going to have today. Thanks again, Darren the Cabs Davis. I need to mention his name because I want you to make it, you know, close to your heart to understand that this, what we do in this radio station, a lot it is on shoulder Darren Cabs Davis. So today afternoon on our website, alive905.com.au, under the Business Insights, please search for the podcast with the Catherine Nixon from Vitamin C Blog something.com.
Yep, vitamincblog.com. Yep, great.
Thank you for listening.
Mario.
Alive 90.5. Thank you for being our guest then.
Alive 90.5.
Do you love the rain? Does it make you dance when you're drunk with your friends at a party? What's your favorite song? Does it make you smile? Do you think of me? When you close your eyes, tell me, what are you dreaming? Everything I wanna know at all. I'd spend 10,000 hours and 10,000 more. That's what it takes to learn that sweet heart of yours. And I might never get there, but I'm gonna try. If it's 10,000 hours or the rest of my life, I'm gonna love you.
Do you miss the road that you grew up on? Did you get your middle name from your grandma? You forever now. Do you think of me? When you close your eyes, tell me, what are you dreaming? Everything I wanna know it all. I'd spend 10,000 hours and 10,000 more. Oh, if that's what it takes to learn that sweetheart of yours. And I might never get there, but I'm gonna.
Look at all the lovely people.
church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong? Father Mackenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near, look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong?
Dr. Jack from Beyond Infinity Dental.
A retired couple had a chat with me about implants. They were just sick and tired of being unable to chew a steak and bite into an apple. They were worried about two things, the pain and the cost. After I explained everything, they decided to go ahead with the implants to lock in their dentures. Now they couldn't be happier. They are always smiling.
Would you like the best in dental care? Call Dr. Jack on 9838 9111 or pop in at Shop 20A Winston Hill Shopping Centre, 180 Caroline Chisholm Drive, Winston Hills, 2153. Or go online, infinitydentalcare.com.au. Station sponsor.
Pace is an urban renewal and property development specialist whose reputation is centred on delivering great places to live and work. They take pride in transforming and delivering harmonious communities. East Village, developed by Pace, is a mixed-use residential and retail precinct combining leading-edge apartments and a unique and vibrant urban marketplace. East Village has won numerous prestigious awards, including the 2015 Australian Development of the Year awarded by the Urban Task Force. Pace, transforming places since 1978. Station sponsor.
The Leukemia Foundation is the only national not-for-profit organisation dedicated to the care and cure of patients and families living with leukemia, lymphoma, myeloma and related blood disorders. The Leukemia Foundation receives no ongoing government funding. We rely on the generosity of the community. A donation to the Leukemia Foundation will help improve the quality of lives of patients and families and aid vital research into better treatments and cures. Visit leukemia.org.au.
Around the world,
around the globe,
streaming live 24/7.